Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Good Friday, everybody. I hope you're excited for the weekend. Glad you're listening. So as usual, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for downloading, streaming, however you do it. Thank you. So please tell a friend, coworker, someone about the podcast. I appreciate all the listens and the support. Yes, this is a weird week, man. Weird week. I guess I can save all the shitty stuff for the end. But I guess, yeah, I'll start with my milestone as I normally do. So for those who don't know, I have a soon-to-be 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that he's doing or he's into. And no matter how big or small, I call them milestones. I get it. I'm a genius. This week, he is super excited about going back to school. Yesterday, we went to visit his second grade class. He met his teacher. He ran back to his old classroom, saw his kindergarten teacher. I mean, he is excited about being a second grader, and he can't wait. I mean, he was running up and down the halls, shaking hands, kissing babies. They love him in that school, man. They love little Miles at that school. He's excited. I'm excited. She's excited. We're all fucking excited, everybody. Okay, we're all excited over here. Jesus. His thing now is, he likes to say seriously, seriously. Like, what's going on with that? Seriously, seriously, seriously. Everything is seriously with him. I don't know where he got it from, and yeah. So everything is seriously. He's ready to go back to school. You know, he's actually been on a little health kick. He's been demanding healthier dinners, you know, saying that maybe he shouldn't eat mac and cheese as much. So, yeah, we've been, you know, brown rice, veggies, chicken. I don't know where he's he's been eating raw carrots. He wants me to cut up carrots and he'll eat those. So that's perfect. So that's happening. So yeah, he's eating carrots. He's eating healthier. He's going to second grade. He's saying seriously. Nothing big, but it's happening so fast, man. I can't believe it. It's been 7 years. It seems like the pregnancy takes forever, and then they're born, and you go, you know. God, you know, I can't wait for him to walk and talk. That seems like it takes forever. And then once those things happen, it's just year after year. Man, it's going by so fast. My little boy is 7 years old. Seven already. It's man, time flies. So we took him to Busch Gardens earlier this week. Since he's going back to school on Wednesday, we wanted to do something fun. Maybe we'll take him somewhere else this weekend. But yeah, we drove out to Busch Gardens. And let me tell y'all, man, holy shit. If you love capitalism, take your funky ass to Busch Gardens or any big amusement park, because you will love it. You will love being charged for absolutely everything. You won't complain because, hey, it's capitalism. But I personally don't have a problem with capitalism. It's just, dude, look, you go to the website, they have so many different levels of membership at the park. You know, there's 4 different levels of parking. You can rent strollers, walkers, wheelchairs, scooters, fucking, what do you call those little wagons? What do you call those things? Like a little radio flyer, you can rent wagons. You can kennel your pet there. There's three or four different levels of parking. You got general admission, preferred, VIP, super VIP. You can be a regular member of the park, a super member. They got different meal plan. I mean, every single thing. Honestly, dude, I have no idea how people with three or four kids afford to do anything. Luckily, with me being retired, I was able to get free tickets, and that saved me like $250 just on tickets. But man, and let me tell you, it is a shit show at an amusement park. You really get to see what we are just out of shape, just gluttonous. Half the motherfuckers in the park can't even fit on the rides. I mean, food is super expensive. We had a good time though, but you just like, God damn. And I get it now. Like, I remember as a kid just running around having so much fun, and you would just see these dads just like, they look like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen, this is too specific of a reference, but it fits perfectly. I don't know if you ever seen Band of Brothers, but there's a scene where they come out of this forest, and I'm trying to remember the name of that battle. What's the name of that? I'll look it up while I'm talking. Battle of the Bulls, yeah, Band of Brothers. But Bastogne, they come out of Bastogne. It's like the end of the episode, and you got all these fresh recruits, not recruits, but fresh shoulders. They're going in, and the guys who have been there for a while, they look like shit. They're skinny. They haven't shaved. They're freezing cold. They got no ammo. I mean, they look like they've been in hell. And when I was a kid, you would see dads walking like they were, you know, leaving Bastogne after being there for 2 weeks. And you go, why are these dudes so upset? Why do they look so sad? And now I get it. It's like you work your whole life. You save money and you go to a Six Flags, a Disney World, Busch Gardens one time, and your life savings is gone because you want to buy fucking 5 barbecue platters and a couple of drinks. That's I get it. I know why they call it amusement park, because I was dying laughing at the prices at that park. Dying laughing and just watching grown men look like I don't know if I can make it the rest of the month, but my kids are having a great time. I had no idea I would come to this park and spend $9,000 on food, drinks, and games. And you can upgrade to any level of membership at any time. You know, that's the thing. You can skip the line. You can get a food package. It's just, they got it all covered. They want you to walk out of there like the Monopoly guy with your pockets turned inside out, with your shoulders shrugged up to your ears like, I don't know what happened. My advice is, if you have a family, before you get to the park, fill up your gas tank. You know, you see a gas station next to it, fill up before you go in. Because when you get out, if you don't have enough gas to get home, you might not have money to put gas in your car. It'll be you, your wife, and your 3 kids pushing your Honda minivan back to your nice suburban home that has already been foreclosed on and taken by SeaWorld and turned into off-site hotels for their amusement parks, and you're allowed to stay in the house because now you work there. They take your house, they turn it into living quarters for people staying at the park for the weekend, and you gotta serve them hand and foot. It's another package. It's another package they have. We got the foreclosure package, where you get to stay with a family who lost everything last time they were in the park, and they will provide meals and transportation to and from the park. So you'll be staying with the Johnsons out in Richmond, Virginia. But nah, seriously, we had a great time. I like to ride that drop thing where it takes you up and it spins. This one was 240 feet high. That shit is so scary. But there's something about just feeling that free fall that's just like, oh, this is dope. So I did that. Miles got on a couple little rides. We got a big turkey leg. We got some barbecue. And yeah, we walked around for a while. We had a great time. Took some pictures. I think that was a nice little, right before we go back to school trip. And we're building some memories. We got out as a family. And yeah, man, I remember going there as a kid. It's nothing like an amusement park when you're a kid. There's nothing more fun than an amusement park. Nothing. The only thing that sucks about it as a kid, you don't have the money to do exactly what you want to do. And I had to get back on my diet. I thought I would eat like an asshole while I was there, and I didn't. We got him some nuggets. He didn't want it. I ate those. But other than that, I made it out. No funnel cake, no ice cream, no pop, nothing. I made it out. Yeah, I lost my shirt. You know? Dude, I literally took $100 cash in there. I was just like, all right, I'll take this. Walked out with nothing. And we got in for free. Walked out with nothing. Nothing. I got a turkey leg. She got a Slurpee. And we got some food. And he got a Minecraft sword. And I walked out with no folding money. But hey, you can't take it with you, can you? So we had a great time. What else did I do? I feel like I did something else. I don't think I did. But so yeah, please, if you love your family, if you want to spend all the money you worked hard saving, just go ahead and go to Busch Gardens. This is what I noticed about ladies. Women like shit that's hard to come by and hard to make. Money, diamonds, kids. It's weird. You don't like anything easy. Like when you give women something, it has to hurt for some reason. Like, you know, engagement ring, it's got to be 3 months salary. A house, you got to pay $500,000 for a house. You know, you buy them a gift. It's got to break you. Women have to know that you were hurt providing for them somehow. I don't know if that has to do with like, back in the day, like way back in the day, like we're going to hunt and you bring back meat, and that was very, very dangerous. A lot of times people probably got murdered trying to kill a saber-toothed tiger or a woolly mammoth trying to bring this broad back some meat. I wonder, that is odd. I just thought of that. I think that's probably what it is, you know? That someone or something has to suffer, whether the man or the earth. It's like you're either ripping diamonds out of the earth, you got to rip coal out of the earth to start that whole process so she can drive a nice car. And want flowers, you got to rip beautiful flowers out of the earth. Women just like shit destroyed for them. Must be nice. But anyway, a little sidetrack there. Before I go into this, dude, I'm excited. I got my Don't Tread on Me parody shirts. And they say, don't tread on comedy. Instead of it being a coil-up snake, it is a coil-up microphone with the cord. It looks pretty dope. I'm selling them right now. I set up a link on my Facebook page. I'll put one out on Twitter. And I don't have enough followers to even sell or have any links on Instagram. So, yeah, that sucks. But, yeah, they're pretty dope. I got all... I have sizes medium to triple X. I'll order some more smalls and some more triple X. They should be coming soon. But yeah, they're $25. That includes shipping. They're dope. I got black and yellow. So if you want one, find a link. Tell me what color, size, and put your shipping information in. And I'll get it to you ASAP. But all right, on to the shitty stuff. Unfortunately, we had yet two mass shootings over the last weekend. You had one in El Paso where, like, I think 22 people were killed. And we had another one 13 hours later in my old stomping ground, Dayton, Ohio, in the Oregon District, where I spent many a nights down there at Wiley's Comedy Club on Sunday doing comedy, you know, hanging out at... You know, Ned Pepper's and all those other clubs and bars down there. Unfortunately, we have two deranged people, just sick individuals. One was racially motivated. The other one, both are fucking nut jobs, okay? Both are nut jobs. One was super random. The other was racially motivated. He felt like we were being invaded by Mexicans, and so he drove to another town and shot up a goddamn Walmart like a fucking asshole. And then turn himself in. But look, we have these same discussions every time this shit happens. The white men get upset because they're being profiled. People want to get rid of guns. It's like, look, everybody needs to calm down. As everyone knows, I'm a huge gun guy, but I wouldn't consider myself a gun nut. Okay? I'm one of these people, like that saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people. It's like, I get that. But people who say that also like to use, you know, like to say how guns save lives. Guns save lives. And I don't like that. If guns don't take lives, then they don't save lives. People save lives and people take lives. I'm not about blaming inanimate objects for what they do when in the hands of wrong people. You know, and people are like, oh, how can you own a gun? Look. I have multiple weapons in my house. My guns don't get up and kill anybody. Okay? My car just doesn't drive and hit people. I have a lighter on my kitchen counter. It doesn't just light itself and burn anything down. It's all about the person. You know, and what's weird to me, like the people who are really anti-gun. I would ask you this, you know, we all know sexual assault is a huge thing. And I know this is somewhat apples and oranges, but I feel like the logic is there. Rape and sexual assault are huge. Huge problem, right? To me, it telling people or asking people why they own guns and telling people they shouldn't own guns and they telling us we should get rid of our guns is just as dumb to me as like, hey, we have a problem with sexual assault in this country. Maybe people should stop fucking. It's just like, no, you have certain assholes who don't get permission and rape and assault people. Why should I not have sex? Why should I not enjoy a thing? Because you have assholes who abuse their power over people. And hurt people. See what I'm saying? So if you really feel like owning a gun is part of the problem, maybe your sex life is also a problem. And somehow, if you stop having sex, other people will not rape and sexually assault. I know that sounds stupid, because that's how stupid it sounds to me, where you're telling me I shouldn't own a fucking gun because somebody else did something bad. I get it. Dudes do bad shit with their dicks. doesn't mean I shouldn't use mine or cut mine off because there are people who are fucking assholes out there. Okay? And if you're a black person talking about we should get rid of guns and stuff, here's the thing. All the white supremacists, KKK, all these white hate groups that you're afraid of, they aren't going to give up their guns. So why not have a gun to protect you and your family? And I get it. I'm also don't believe in this, you know, like, oh, it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun, because you got to be at the right place at the right time. The likelihood of that happening is very, very slim. You know, he's shooting, you start shooting, somebody else with a gun thinks you're the bad guy. It can get very ugly. But I also, I get it. I would rather go in to a situation prepared and armed just in case a situation like that happens than not have a gun. And for all you straight white males, conservative males that are upset about being profiled and it's not fair that you're doing all this stuff, you know, and we're doing all this profiling of white guys. Now you see how it feels. It doesn't feel good, does it? It's not fair. It is so funny to me how all of a sudden profiling isn't good when you become the profiled. This is the type of shit that black and Latino men have been saying for years. But you go, hey, stop making this a race issue. Or you go, hey, man, I'm just saying this stuff based on facts. Well, based on facts, y'all motherfuckers shoot shit up. And if you're a fucking asshole, you know, you see these shootings happen and you go, what about Chicago, though? And that's like, that's your best comeback is like, what about black people? And here's the thing. If you don't think mass shootings are a problem, like 20 plus people getting killed at once, 9 people getting killed at once, what's 2 or 3 people in Chicago? You know, like, hey, it's really not a big deal. I guess the violence in Chicago really isn't a big deal. You know what I mean? If it's 2 or 3 a day, what is that? 10 a week? That's less than 20 at once, so I guess it's really not a big deal, right? We always want to pick and choose when we want to look at these numbers. I always want to pick and choose. It's a fucking problem. It's not a problem for you because people aren't really targeting you when it's something racial like this. Have a little bit more fucking empathy. All right? And stop trying to say that everybody else is trying to play the victim. Everybody needs to toughen up. Because when it's you that's being profiled and picked on, all of a sudden, now you're fucking crying about how shit ain't fair. All right, so there's a show. That's a show. It's a little long. Buy a shirt. Don't tread on comedy. I'll be in Cincinnati this weekend. And then the week after that, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina with my man Mark Norman. So there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy. ALAN. Peace. I'm out.